You're listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
You rescue me, you rescue me.
Welcome to Liberating the Oppressed with your host, Pastor Edmundo Rivera.
Dios te bendiga. Bienvenidos al programa Libertando al Oprimido con el Pastor Edmundo Rivera.
Dios te bendiga mucho en esta noche, sábado 9 de la noche. Estamos en vivo predicando la palabra. Ando con mis tres hijos y mi amada esposa Gisela, que está conmigo. Saludos.
Dios les bendiga a todos en esta noche. Bienvenidos al programa Liberando al Oprimido de la Iglesia Casa de Refugio. Estamos muy contentos, estamos estrenando en esta noche nuestro programa todos los sábados, no lo olvides, todos los sábados a las 9 de la noche, un programa diferente, bilingüe, para la comunidad tanto americana como hispanoamericana que escucha esta preciosa radio que transmite en vivo todos los sábados, no lo olvides, todos los sábados a las 9. Dios les bendiga.
God bless you for all those who do not speak Spanish but speak a beautiful English in the United States here in Palm City. My name is Pastor Rivera and I am with my wife. Her name is Gisela. And we are from the church
House of Refuge.
House of Refuge. And we are in live today. And we want to preach the word of God and what God has done for us. So we will speak today in English and in Spanish for all the bilingual people, and especially the Latinos who are here in Palm City and who are listening on this beautiful radio station, the Good News Station, WCNO. And we are glad that the Lord has opened these doors, and there are so many things that we can say what the Lord has done for us and testimonies. But today we want to speak about something very special and what the Lord has done. But before on, I want to speak to my darling wife.
Queremos dejarle saber antes de que comencemos a exponer la hermosa palabra del Señor que nos puedes llamar al teléfono 772-221-1100 o al 1-888-221-8990. Estamos recibiendo llamadas en vivo. Nos puede saludar si nos conoce, saber que nos están escuchando en esta noche. Estamos también grabando el programa para así entonces compartirlo en las redes sociales. Y dile a un amigo, dile a aquella persona también que no conoce al Señor, que todos los sábados vamos a estar aquí trayendo una palabra de refrigerio para aquellas personas que no tienen la oportunidad de escuchar emisoras que hablen en español. Así que en esta noche le vamos a estar predicando la palabra en los dos lenguajes que amamos, tanto inglés como español. Así que toda la audiencia americana e hispanoamericana que nos quiera llamar, recuerde 772-221-1100 and 1-888-221-8990.
For all our listeners at this time who are listening, go out and tell your friends who speak Spanish that we have a Latin preacher who's going to be speaking in Spanish in your native tongue, so you can also know about the Lord. We have many, many brothers and sisters who do not speak our language in English, but yet speak Spanish or may speak Dutch or may speak Japanese, but they're all our brothers and sisters, and we want to preach to them in their tongue so they can also come to the cross and they can be healed. As we were healed, we were once blind, and now we are free, and we can see what all the Lord has done for us. At this time, I would like to put on some music at CD number 5, please. Hallelujah.
En esta noche vamos a estar hablando de un tema muy interesante. Vamos a estar hablando sobre la
breaking chains,
rompiendo cadenas. Glory be God, hallelujah.
Mm-hmm. searching for someone who loves me. And all my days I've been searching for someone who cares. All my life I've been searching for someone who loves me. And all my days I've been searching for someone who cares. And I will worship, freely worship. I give my everything. And I will bow down to you now, my Savior, Lord and King. You forgave me, you have saved me. Your grace is deeper than the sea. Your presence consumes me, renews me. Your love has rescued me. You rescued me, oh. You rescued me, oh. You rescued me, oh. You rescued me.
Me amé y en mis días he buscado a alguien que se ocupe de mí. Toda mi vida he buscado a alguien que me amé. En mis días he buscado a alguien que cuide de mí. Voy a adorarte libremente, te doy todo de mí. Vengo a inclinarme ante ti, Señor Rey Salvador. Me perdonaste, me salvaste. Tu gracia es más profunda que el mar. Tu presencia me consume, me renueva. Tu amor
rescued me. How many people who are listening need to be rescued by our Lord Jesus Christ? ¿Cuántas personas necesitan ser rescatado por la presencia de nuestro Señor Jesucristo, quien nos salvó y rompió las cadenas? There are so many things that we can say about our Lord Jesus Christ and what he has done for us. For my family, our own personal testimony of what Jesus did for us when we were at the cross. You see, when you go to the cross, it's just two things that happen to you. Either you are confronted by your sins, or you are kneeling and asking for forgiveness.
Hay muchas cosas que podemos hacer en la cruz, pero en la cruz solamente lo que va a pasar es o te arrepientas y sabes que tú eres el pecador.
This is just a little bit about who we are. We are a matrimony of 15 years. And of that 15 years, I have served 18 years in the United States Army. And I was wounded in 2005 when I was serving in Iraq on my second tour. So many things happened to me, and I thought that my life was over and done with. But my wife was always praying to the Lord and our faith in God and what he did for us. She said, no, soldier, you have so much else to do. What the Lord has done for us,
a testimony for the world to know that there are always second and third and fourth opportunities and chances for all who want to come to the cross. I like to explain that when my wife was by my side and I was on the bed in a military hospital for 3 years, I gave up everything, but God did not give up on me. But today I want to talk to you about something very important. And today's theme is about Jesus. Jesús quiere romper tus cadenas. Jesus wants to break your chains.
Amén, aleluya. Es bonito hablar acerca de nuestro testimonio. Nos trae recuerdos buenos, nos trae recuerdos difíciles. Nos trae a memoria las cosas que surgieron en el pasado que hoy son marcas, pero que en aquel momento dolieron. ¿Verdad, pastor?
Es correcto.
Y las cadenas, cuando llegan a nuestras vidas, vienen con el único propósito de simplemente mantenernos en un lugar en específico. No te puedes mover con libertad, no puedes llegar hasta donde tú quieres llegar, no puedes hablar como tú quieres hablar, porque estás como, estás encadenado, ¿verdad? Hay situaciones que pasan en la vida de nosotros que son opresiones que no nos permiten desarrollarnos. ¿Verdad, pastor?
That is correct. There are situations in our lives that bound us and gives us chains and does not allow us to progress in life. And every time we want to try, I have many friends, I want to break cigarettes. I've been smoking for so many years, and these are chains. I've been drinking, or I have done so many things that these are chains. And you ask them, well, what you're trying to do is say, well, I've tried to, and I prayed to the Lord, but yet the chains have not been broken.
Pero sabes, pastor, esas son cadenas físicas. ¿Qué tal las cadenas que atan nuestro corazón, nuestras emociones, como la depresión, la tristeza? Esas cadenas suelen ser más poderosas.
Yes.
¿Por qué? Porque dominan nuestra mente, nuestro cuerpo. No permite, por ejemplo, como la depresión, no permite que nosotros salgamos a compartir con los demás. Nos aísla, no permite de ninguna forma que tengamos algún tipo de relación con el exterior. Y el diablo toma ventaja de eso. Y el campo de guerra del cristiano es la mente.
La mente.
Entonces, yes. ¿Qué pasa si no tenemos el casco, el yelmo, pastor?
Yes.
¿Qué pasa? Yes. No tienes la protección.
Yes. Amen.
Entonces, las cadenas de pequeñas que comienzan a extenderse y a engrosarse. Y cuando se engruesan, eso significa que toman un tamaño mayor. Y mientras mayor y más grande sea tu cadena, más difícil para ti será romperla. ¿Por qué? Porque usted no tiene el poder de romper las cadenas. Pero hoy venimos a decirte que Jesús tiene el poder de romper cualquier tipo de cadena. Cadena física, tanto cadena como emocional. Y en esta preciosa noche te venimos a decir, los pastores Rivera, que todavía hay una oportunidad para ti.
Amén. Aleluya. See, there are physical chains and there are spiritual chains. And you ask yourself, but Pastor, what are you trying to say? Well, I have been suffering loneliness, depression, and no way to break out of that shell. Now, these are emotional chains that the devil wants to impose on God's children. But today we are here to liberate the oppressed. We are here to bring the good word to all those who feel oppressed, all those who are feeling in that depressed mold and what we're living today in this world. But today, Jesus Christ is knocking on your door. The Lord Jesus is here, and he wants to break your chains.
En esta noche queremos darle lectura, ¿verdad? Porque no hay predicación si no tenemos una base bíblica para desarrollar. En esta noche queremos leer Lucas capítulo 8, versos 27 al 30.
Pastor. Al 30. Let us read the word today, tonight. And we're going to look in the Luke, the New Testament, Luke, And we're going to read Luke 8, verse 27 to 30. When Jesus stepped ashore, he was met by a demon-possessed man from the town. For a long time, this man had not worn clothes or lived in a house, but had lived in tombs. When he saw Jesus, he cried out and fell at his feet, shouting at the top of his voice, "What do you want with me, Jesus, Son of the Most High Lord? I beg you, do not torture me." For Jesus had commanded the evil spirit to come out of the man. Many times it had seized him, and though he was chained hand and foot and kept under guard, he had broken his chains and had been driven by the demon into solitude. Jesus asked him, "What is your name?" "Legion," he replied, "because many demons have gone into him."
Amén. Aleluya. En esta noche queremos hablarte acerca de este pasaje poderoso que está escrito en el Evangelio de Lucas. Y queremos hablarte específicamente la condición en que se encontraba este gadareno. ¿Cómo se encontraba este gadareno? Estaba atado con cadenas.
Atado.
Atado con cadenas, pastor. ¿Usted se imagina estar humanamente atado?
You could imagine how it must be feeling when a man is physically chained.
Cuando todo el mundo te teme.
When everyone is fearing you.
Cuando todos los que te rodean,
when everybody who is surrounding you,
van a ser golpeados,
and they're going to be wounded by you, you're going to be struck by you,
por simplemente,
just because,
darle lugar,
give hallelujah the space to a demon.
Amen. Entonces este gadareno estaba en una situación bien difícil.
Yes, this man was in a very bad position.
La palabra del Señor dice que había tratado.
The Bible says that this man, he kept trying to get free from the bondage and who he was, and they placed him in an island by himself in solitude, and this man was always walking around in tombs, in the cemetery. Now this is the type of life this man was living.
Y la gente, ¿verdad? Cuando la gente no te quiere aceptar.
When people don't want to understand you, they don't want to accept you in
porque
their lives.
Porque tú eres diferente.
Because you're a different person.
Porque tu condición es diferente.
Because your condition is different.
Entonces, ¿qué hace? Te rechaza.
And what happens?
Te aísla.
They put you aside. They banish you away. They put you in chains.
Era una persona que estaba fuera de control.
It's the person that was totally out of control.
Todo el mundo quería controlarlo.
Everybody wanted to control him.
Y la solución más fácil.
And the easiest way.
Era encadenarlo.
Is to put him in chains.
Encadenarlo.
Put him in chains.
Imagínate ahora tú en esa posición.
Lock him up. Put him in chains. Throw the keys away. Imagine you now.
En este momento tú encadenado.
In this moment you have been in chains all your life.
Simplemente por pensar diferente.
Just because you thought and you think differently.
Por actuar diferente.
Because you behaved a different way.
Pero Dios te viene a decir en esta noche.
But God is telling you tonight.
Que aunque te sellaron.
That even they have marked you.
Aunque te pusieron cadenas.
Even if they put chains
on you. Te llevaron por allá lejos al cementerio.
And they set you away far and they put you into the cemetery.
Dios.
God.
No se olvidó de ti.
God has not forgotten you.
Y las cadenas
and the chains
no son impedimento.
They are not, it's not an impediment for you to be bounded anymore.
Para que Dios
for God
toque,
he can touch,
llegue,
he'll reach you
y rompa,
and he'll break the chains,
tus cadenas,
in the name of Jesus Christ.
Pastor.
Now this man was in a place that nobody wanted to go. He found himself by himself. How many people do we know that find themselves by themselves and no one to talk to? This man was in chains and he had no one to talk to. Just the tombs, the cemetery, the smell of rotten flesh. How many people do we know are feeling this way? Or is it you that are feeling this way? ¿O eres tú que te sientes en este momento solo o sola? No tienes nadie con quien hablar. You have no one to talk to. You feel by yourself. You feel like you are in a prison. And you are bounded by chains. Just stop and think about what this man was going through. He had no one. No one loved him. His family put him to the side. And you ask yourself, why am I going through this? And you're asking yourself right now, why? I feel like I was in prison. I feel like I'm in prison at this time. Tú te preguntas, yo soy esa persona, me siento como esa persona, me encuentro en una cárcel ahora con cadenas grandes. No entiendo por qué nadie me ama. And you say to yourself, I don't understand why no one loves me. Because you are different. Because you have been sealed by something else. Because you think differently. So what they do, they put you in chains and they bound you down and they say, you're not going anywhere. You're going to stay where you're at. Y entonces te ponen en cadenas. Te meten en una cárcel y botan la llave. And when they put you in this prison, they take the key and they throw it away. So no one else can open that or break the chains in which you are at.
No vestía ropa. No tenía casa. No tenía para comer. Caminaba por los sepulcros. O sea que el perfume era, usted sabe, bien riquísimo.
He walked in the cemetery.
Yeah.
His fragrance were rotten flesh, dead bones. This was this man.
Yeah.
He ate whatever people threw at him. This man was bad. He was in a bad situation, in a bad world. And no one loved him. But something happened. Jesus had to walk through there. There was a reason why Jesus was walking by, and he needed and to go by there. And I understand, and I'm looking, and I'm just thinking about how it is that Jesus walking by, and the disciples are saying, no, Jesus, walk away. Don't go that way. For there is a crazy man there.
Se dejó llevar por la apariencia. Hay mucha gente que se deja llevar por la apariencia. Hay algunos que apestamos físicamente, y hay otros que apestan internamente. Su comportamiento es desagradable. ¿Y qué hace la gente? Lo echa hacia un lado. Lo rechaza. Amen. Lo margina.
Now this man had a fragrance that was, it wasn't very good, you know. He had an odor to him, you know, because he did not bathe. He didn't bathe. He had no house. He lived where he lived, in a cemetery. And he had no showers. So I can imagine, he had no clothes, but he had nothing inside himself. His fragrance inside was the same outside.
Tenía una necesidad bien grande.
He had a big necessity. He was in dire need of help.
Porque a nadie le gusta vivir así.
Hallelujah.
A nadie le gusta vivir así, sí o no, pastor. ¿A quién le gusta vivir solo?
Nobody likes to live alone. Nobody likes to live by themselves, margined by themselves, and hallelujah, put to a side and locked away. Nobody likes to live this life.
Y la palabra del Señor dice que al ver a Jesús lanzó un grito.
And the Bible says that when this man saw Jesus, he screamed.
Necesito ayuda.
I need help. He screamed to him. He said, Jesus.
Jesús, te necesito. Y dice la palabra que prostrándose, en señal de sumisión, de rendición, de que él no podía hacer nada más por su vida. Él dependía de que alguien se acercara con misericordia y lo mirara con amor y olvidara su apariencia, porque necesitaba que Jesús saliera al encuentro con él para que rompiera sus cadenas.
Hallelujah.
¿Cuántos de nosotros, en un momento dado, Jesús salió al encuentro hacia nosotros, aleluya, para romper nuestras cadenas?
Yes, aleluya.
Go ahead, Pastor.
Oh, hallelujah. If we read the Bible, it says, when Jesus came ashore, he was met by a demon-possessed man. How many people who we say, though, this is a crazy man, or this is a crazy woman, or this child, there's something wrong with this child. The Bible says that when he came from town, he walked by a certain place. And for a long time, this man had not worn clothes or lived in a house, but had lived where he lived in tombs. He was living where there was death.
Qué lindo es el Señor.
How many people do we know? ¿Cuántas personas conocemos que caminan entre la muerte? How many people do we know are walking where there's death? Hallelujah. How many people do we know are in shadows and in the world of darkness? But tonight,
en esta noche hay una oportunidad para ti.
Tonight is an opportunity for all those who are feeling like this man was feeling.
Jesús te está llamando.
He's calling.
Jesús salió a tu encuentro.
He wants to break the chains.
Y aunque tú estés encadenado,
and even if you are in chains tonight,
lo que Jesús necesita saber en esta noche de ti,
what Jesus wants to know from you tonight,
es que tú des el paso, un paso.
That you make a hallelujah, you take the first step.
Porque hoy Jesús salió a tu encuentro.
Because tonight, Jesus is knocking on your heart. Call us at this time so we can pray for you. 772-221-1100. Toll free numbers 888-221-8990. Call us, let us pray for you. If you do not know Jesus, hallelujah, and you want to know Jesus, you want to accept Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, tonight is the opportunity. And if you know Jesus and you walked away and you gave him his back, and now the chains are big and you can't get them off you.
Y te estás preguntando en esta noche, ¿qué tienes conmigo, Jesús?
Hallelujah.
¿Qué tienes conmigo, Jesús?
What is wrong?
¿Qué tienes conmigo, Jesús? ¿Y sabes qué es lo que tiene contigo, Jesús?
Hallelujah.
Jesús solamente quiere traerte paz, libertad, amor.
Hallelujah.
Quiere llenarte de gozo, cambiar tu lamento
en baile. Aleluya.
Cambiar tu tristeza en alegría.
Today Jesus wants to change.
Hoy es tu día.
Your sadness into joy, into joyness. Verse 28 says, when he saw Jesus, this man cried out and fell at his feet. You see, you need to fall at the feet of Christ. We need to fall at his feet and say, Jesus, I need you in my life. I need you to break the chains that are condemning me. I need you to save me. The Bible says that he fell at his feet, shouting out at the top of his voice. And he said, what do you want with me, Jesus, Son of the Most High God? I beg you, don't torture me. How many people are screaming out now? I feel the same way. Yo me siento igual. ¿Cuántas personas se sienten encadenados en esta noche? How many people find themselves in chains and they screaming out and no one is listening? Nadie te está escuchando. But tonight Jesus is listening. His ears are open. He wants you to scream out, help me. It is necessary. It is necessary that you need to go to the cross. And the cross is where you're going to find your salvation in Jesus Christ.
Cuando mi esposo pasaba por el proceso de hospitalización, que él explicó al principio, parte de su testimonio también está el hecho de que él cayó en una fuerte depresión a causa de que no podía caminar. Y yo te puedo decir, como esposa, lo difícil que se siente tener a una persona con depresión al lado y querer motivarla y la persona no quiera salir ni siquiera de la cama.
Yes.
Es doloroso.
I was in that same position.
Es pesada.
Yes.
es una cadena tan grande, ¿verdad, pastor?
Yes. 6 years I was in chains.
Six y afecta years. Todo tu entorno.
Yes. 6 years I was in chains in depression. Once I was wounded, I was in a military hospital for 3 years. I could not walk. They had to strap my legs together. And I had lost strands crutches on my forearms. My wife and a nurse had to hold my waist with a belt. And I used to drag my feet because I couldn't walk. I couldn't do that. I left the hospital in a wheelchair. And I began to fall into a deep depression. And the devil would start telling me, "Nah, you're not worth anything. You're not doing anything no more. No one's going to love you. Your family's going to leave you." You see, I have served 18 years in military service. Honorable, I was an infantryman, and then I switched over and I went into the aviation side. My whole career was in the service. You know, I did all my career in the Army, and first in the Navy, then in the Army. And I loved it. That was my dream. And all my hopes and dreams were in that. And the devil started to put things in my mind. I couldn't walk, so I cannot provide for my family. So you can't do anything else. So not just that I was in a depression, all the medication I had for depression, for painkillers, you see, I had to inject morphine in my veins. And I had to do that because of the pain. I had metal. I still have the metal in my legs. And I had, just 8 months ago, I had them removed. I had a surgery done on my legs, and they removed everything from me.
La número ocho.
That was my 8th surgery. So I was under pain, and I was going under a deep, deep depression. So I was under chains. I was screaming out, and no one was listening. My wife had the burden to take care of the family. I have 4 children, 4 boys. But at that time, it was just 2 boys. And she had to take the burden. And the house was upside down, and I was moving around in a wheelchair, and I had a small house, very, very small house. It was 24 feet by 27, 2 bedrooms and 1 tiny, tiny bathroom. So I lost everything. And I came to a point that I said to myself, there's nothing else for me to do. And I wanted to give myself away. I wanted to take my life and say, well, my wife can do better with somebody else. And what I was saying this, I was falling into a deeper and a deeper depression. And I forgot what was contact with my wife, emotion and love, and just to hold a hand. That was my depression. I withered away. But my wife was praying to God and say, God, what I'm going to do with my husband. And this is just a small testimony, because I understand what it is to be under chains. I understand when you are a provider and now you have to depend on people. I understand when you have, hallelujah, you used to help so many people, and now you have to depend on someone else helping you, and you're not used to it. And these were chains that were on me constantly, until Jesus walked in and he says, I want to open the lock that is on your chains.
Pero Jesús salió a tu encuentro.
And Jesus came up to me.
Jesús salió a nuestro encuentro.
And he helped me, and he broke
porque
the chains.
Mientras él estaba en la cama.
Hallelujah. And when I was in the bed.
Meses largo.
Many, many months.
Que no quería comer.
I didn't want to eat.
Levantarse.
I didn't want to get up.
Hacer nada.
I didn't want to do anything.
Recuerdo una noche.
I remember one night.
Que me fui de rodillas.
That my wife was praying.
Y le dije, Señor.
And my wife said, God.
¿Hasta cuándo?
Up to when?
¿Hasta cuándo, Señor?
Up to when, Lord?
Y recuerdo que comencé a llorar desconsoladamente.
And I remember I started to pray. This is my wife's testimony. And she says she began to pray to the Lord.
y sentí una presencia divina.
And hallelujah, the presence of the Lord came into the room.
Y vino a mi cuarto.
And he came inside the room.
Y me dijo.
And he told my wife.
Yo estoy contigo.
I am with you.
Y a él.
And him.
Yo.
I.
Lo voy.
I will.
A levantar.
Will lift him up.
Para que glorifique mi nombre.
So he can glorify my name.
A través de mi testimonio.
With his testimony.
Eso lo hace Dios.
Only God can do that.
No tan solo eso.
Not only that.
Que Dios comenzó a hacer la obra.
That God began to do the hallelujah wonderful things in our lives.
Tan y tan poderosa.
How powerful it was.
Que los médicos decían no va a caminar.
See, when I was in a wheelchair.
De esas cadenas son las que te hablo.
The chains that we're talking about, my
de las cadenas que no se ven.
Were severed.
Esas cadenas no se ven.
And these are chains that nobody saw.
Pero están.
But they were still there. They still
y esas
there.
Fueron las cadenas que Jesús rompió.
And God liberated me.
Porque salió a nuestro encuentro.
Because he came to us.
Porque no se olvidó de nuestra familia.
He did not forget about us and my family.
Pero dimos el paso.
But we gave our first step. We
went fuimos to the a sus
cross.
Pies.
We went to his feet.
Y le dijimos, Jesús,
and we told him, Jesus,
te necesitamos en
I
nuestra
need
vida.
You in my life tonight.
Y esa noche.
And that night.
Dios transformó las cosas.
God transformed me.
Ya el próximo día comía.
The next day I started to eat.
Ya los dos o tres meses caminaba.
In two or three months I began to walk.
Los médicos decían no va a caminar.
And the doctors said you're not going to walk anymore.
Los médicos decían no más hijos.
And they said Sergeant, you're not going to have any more children.
Y Dios comenzó a multiplicarnos.
And God began to multiply my family.
Porque cuando Dios llega a nuestro encuentro.
Because when God comes to us.
Rompe las cadenas.
He breaks the chains.
Y le dice.
And he says.
Al que dice no.
And when all those who say no to you.
Detente.
You stop. Them,
no vas.
And they said, you're not going nowhere.
No puedes.
You can't.
Vete allí al sepulcro.
Go to that cemetery and live there.
Ese es tu lugar.
That is your place.
Dios dice.
God tells you.
Camino yo contigo.
I will walk with you.
Y por encima del sepulcro pasarás.
And in top of the cemetery we will walk together.
Y a los muertos.
And the dead.
Le dirás, estás vivo.
We will tell the dead, those who were dead, you will live.
Tú estás vivo.
You are alive.
Y las cadenas que tienes.
And the chains that you have.
En esta noche.
In this night.
Jesús te dice.
God tells you.
Tienes tu oportunidad.
You have an opportunity.
De ser libre.
To be free.
Puedes llamarnos al 772.
You can call us tonight at 772-221-1100 or at 888-221-8990. Now I was in this chains and I saw the Lord break the chains as this man, his chains were broken completely. The Bible says that, hallelujah, that Jesus, hallelujah, commanded the evil spirit to come out of this man. Hallelujah. You see, this man was many times, it had seized him and through his chains, he was chained in his hands and his foot. And kept under guard, and he had broken his chains and had been driven by the demon spirit. But it says that Jesus had commanded the evil spirit to come out of this man. And tonight, Jesus is telling you, el Señor te está diciendo en esta noche, yo quiero romper tus cadenas, porque el que está aquí se llama Jesús. Jesús te está llamando. Quiero romper tus cadenas. I want to break the chains that you have. Hallelujah. From addiction. I want to break the chains from depression. I want to break the chains that's bounding you from solitary. I want to break everything that the devil has imposed in you, liberating the oppressed. We are here to preach. Hallelujah. To liberate the oppressed. All those who feel themselves oppressed. Call. Let us pray for you. If you want to accept Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, tonight is the night to say, Dear Jesus, liberate me.
Yo no puedo contarte cuento de camino. No puedo contarte cuento de camino porque cualquier cuento es válido para el que lo cuenta. Yo vengo a hablarte de testimonio de lo que vivimos, de lo que hacemos, de la obra redentora del Señor en nuestras vidas. De eso hablamos en esta noche. Y te decimos que tienes oportunidad, que el mundo no se ha acabado y que Jesús hoy salió a tu encuentro a romper tus cadenas.
Listen to the music now this time.
Searching for someone who loves me, and all my days I've been searching for someone who cares. All my life I've been searching for someone who loves me, and all my days I've been searching for someone who cares. I will worship, freely worship. I give my everything, and I will bow down to you now, my Savior, Lord and King. You forgave me, you have saved me. Your grace is deeper than the sea. Your presence consumes me, renews me. Your love has rescued me. You rescued me, oh. You rescued me, oh. You rescued me, oh. You rescued me, oh.
Toda mi vida he buscado alguien que me ame. He buscado alguien que se ocupe de mí. Toda mi vida he buscado alguien que me ame. En mis días he buscado alguien que cuide de mí. Voy a adorarte libremente. Todo de mí, vengo a inclinarme ante ti, Señor Rey Salvador. Me perdonaste, me salvaste, tu gracia es más profunda que el mar. Tu presencia me consume, me renueva, tu amor me rescató.
You rescue me.
You rescued me.
You see, this man was rescued by Jesus Christ. His chains were broken. And tonight we're preaching liberating the oppressed. And it's necessary for all those who are listening and need to be helped and rescued. And as the music sings, he rescued me. He rescued me. My personal testimony, Jesus rescued me. A mí, él me rescató. Él me salvó mi vida. He saved me. He saved my family. He gave me a beautiful home. I was once lost, and now I was found. I was in a bed for 3 years. You know what it is to be in a bed for 3 years? And have someone constantly bathing you and giving you food while you're in a bed. And you are a soldier who's always out there fighting the good fight. And you find yourself now in a bed. I needed to be saved. I needed to be rescued. I was a soldier who was forgotten. But yet Jesus said, I did not forget about you. I'm going to break the chains. I'm going to break the depression that's in you. I'm going to break the depressions that the devil has imposed in you. I'm going to liberate you who have been oppressed.
Tienes oportunidad.
Hallelujah.
Si el Señor lo hizo con él, si lo hizo con nosotros, tú tienes también oportunidad. Hoy es tu día, hoy es tu noche. No dejes para mañana lo que puedes hacer hoy.
Aleluya.
La oportunidad es hoy. Porque de mañana tú no sabes. ¿Tú conoces el futuro acaso? No, no lo conoces. Y si no lo conoces, entonces significa que no es seguro.
Aleluya.
O sea que no tienes nada seguro en la vida.
Aleluya.
Pero tu oportunidad de cambio es hoy.
This is your opportunity for change. This is the opportunity for your chains to be broken. Tonight is your opportunity. All you need to do is say, Lord, hallelujah. I accept you as my personal savior. Break the chains in my life. I cannot live this life any longer. I need you to break the chains. Like you broke the chains of this man who was living in the cemetery, I too need to be broken. I need to be rescued. I too need to have my cell doors be open with the chains broken. I depend on you, Lord. Without you, I cannot do anything. Hallelujah.
La palabra del Señor dice que si tuviéramos fe del tamaño de un grano de mostaza.
All you need is faith.
Un granito.
The Bible says a grain of mustard
seed. No te está pidiendo todo tú.
He's not asking you something extraordinarily big. He just said, I just need faith as big as a mustard seed.
Algo pequeño.
Something small, but you need to believe.
Para Dios glorificarse en ti.
So God can glorify himself in you.
Pero tú necesitas dar el paso.
But you have to give him the opportunity.
No todo lo puede hacer el Señor.
Not all God can do for you. You have to open the doors.
Hay cosas que te tocan a ti también.
There are things that it depends on you.
Es como el gadareno.
It's like this man who was in chains in the cemetery.
Él estaba igualmente encadenado y rechazado.
And he was put to the side. Nobody wanted him.
Pero la palabra del Señor dice que al ver a Jesús.
But the Bible says that when this man saw Jesus.
El granito de mostaza en el corazón.
He had some faith in him and he said, Lord Jesus.
Un paso solamente.
One step at a time.
Jesús, te necesito.
God, I need you.
Jesús, te necesito.
God, I need you.
Jesús, te necesito. Grítalo. En esta noche, grítalo.
Scream
Jesús.
It tonight. Or call us and say, Jesus, I need you.
Y Jesús va a salir a tu encuentro.
And Jesus is going to come to you.
Porque Él te ama.
Because He loves you.
Te ama tanto.
He loves you so much that He gave. Hallelujah. God gave His only begotten Son to die on a cross for you. And He did it for me also. Just because He loved us before we even knew about God, He loved us first. He did not send His Son to condemn the world, but that this world might be saved through Him, through His mercy, through His love. These are the core values of Jesus. He loved us first. And He says, I want to break the chains of the world so my creation can come to me. Let's look at the book of hallelujah, Ephesians 6:12 says, for our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms.
Porque no tenemos lucha contra carne y sangre, sino contra principados, contra potestades, contra los gobernadores de las tinieblas de este siglo, contra huestes espirituales de maldad en las regiones celestes.
You see, there are things that we don't understand, we cannot comprehend, because there are spiritual things. Hallelujah. And the only way you can, hallelujah, prepare yourself and fight these, hallelujah, these thoughts and how you feel is through prayer and reading the Bible and asking Jesus, come into my life, break the chains, and be the king of me, be the king of my world, be everything for me, for I am at your feet, Jesus.
So en esta noche te estamos predicando.
Hallelujah. Tonight we are preaching.
Al Dios que liberta.
God
that
liberates.
Al Dios de toda carne.
A God that, hallelujah, heals the sick.
Que trae libertad al oprimido.
A God that brings liberty, hallelujah, to all those who are oppressed.
trae libertad al cautivo.
Hallelujah. All those who are in chains and bondage, he is going to liberate you.
Sea como sea que se llame tu situación.
I don't know how your, what is your struggle at this time. It doesn't matter how you feel right now. All it matters that Jesus is knocking on your door and he wants to liberate you. He wants to make you a free man, a free woman. He wants to give sight to all those who are blind. He wants to lift all those who are in a bed just like I was.
Venimos a decirte que todavía hay oportunidad.
And we're coming tonight and telling you.
Y él,
hallelujah, and tonight that Jesus is here.
Quiere.
And he wants to.
Recibirte con los brazos abiertos.
He's waiting for you.
Abrazarte.
He wants to hug you.
Como hijo.
Like a son and a daughter.
Y decirte.
And tell you.
No importa.
No, doesn't matter.
Cómo te encuentras.
How you find yourself.
Tú eres mi hijo.
I still love you.
Yo te recibo.
I will receive you.
Yo te rompo las cadenas esta noche.
I will break the chains in your life.
Yo te brindo salvación.
I want to give you salvation.
Porque yo vine.
Because I came to this world.
Por ti.
Because of you.
Por ti.
Because of you.
Entiéndelo en esta noche.
Do you
por
understand?
Ti.
I came to this world because of you.
Porque te amo.
Because I love you.
Y porque no te he olvidado.
And because I have never, never, never forgotten you.
Y esta es la noche.
And this is the night.
Que hice.
That I made.
Que preparé.
I prepared.
Para cenar contigo.
So I can eat with you.
Y que tú puedas comer esta palabra.
And you can eat with me with the with this word.
Para que entiendas.
So you can understand.
Que yo no me he olvidado de ti.
That I have never, 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 never forgotten you.
Y que tengo todo el poder.
And I have all the power.
De romper.
To break all the chains.
Tus cadenas.
Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. This time we're going to listen to another hallelujah song. And this is
Te
Blessing.
Te bendeciré.
Distracciones, me dedico tan solo a ti. Mi alma entera, Cristo mi todo, con ternura me entrego a ti. Para yo adorarte, para que me abraces. Fui creado para bendecirte, Dios. Te bendeciré por siempre.
Te bendeciré por siempre.
Jesus is at the door. He is calling you tonight. He's knocking at your heart. He wants to break the chains in your life. He wants to do something special that no man has ever done. No one has ever done for you. You were set aside. You were left to die in some rat hole. And everybody's forgotten you. But tonight I want to tell you, Jesus did not forget you. He sent us to preach his word. This word is food. This word is powerful to liberate all those who are oppressed. This is the time that you call us now at 772-221-1100. Or you can call us toll free at 888-221-8990. This is the day that God has made. And he's calling you to be in his presence. He has never forgotten you, but yet you have given his, you have given your back to him. You have backslidden, but the Lord is still waiting for you where you left him. All the problems that you're going through, you do not have to go through them alone. The Lord is calling you. El Señor te está llamando en este momento. Y Él te está diciendo, no tienes que pasar por esto solo o sola. Él te está llamando. Él quiere rescatar. Él te quiere, aleluya, en sus brazos. Aleluya. So you can begin to sing like all who have received Jesus. Oh Lord, I bless you, Lord. I bless you. And you can, hallelujah, come out of that depression and say, Lord, thank you for breaking the chains in my life. No man has ever done what you have done. My family have put me to the side. They put me in a mental institution. Or they just left me in the hospital bed. And everybody's forgot about me. All my friends left me. All my friends left me but my wife. My children, hallelujah, and my God. This is the opportunity to call in. If you want to accept Jesus Christ, you can call us right now. You can text me at my personal number at 772-307-1408. You can call me, hallelujah, in a later date if you want, and you want to accept Jesus Christ. Or you want to visit us at our church at 770 Southwest 34th Street here in Palm City. You can call me at 706-414-5827 and ask for me, Pastor Rivera, I want to visit your church and I want to, hallelujah, come into your hands. Hallelujah, in the Lord's hands. Esta es tu oportunidad. Acepta a Cristo. Él te está llamando. Aleluya.
Fuimos creados con el propósito de adorarle y de bendecirle. Ese no es el estado donde Dios te quiere. Dios te quiere alabando su nombre. Alegre, contento y libre. Dios te bendiga.
This has been, hallelujah, our program for tonight. And I thank you. We got a call. We have no more time. Hallelujah. We'll be calling in a little while. We'll answer the phone after. We thank you. God bless you. Tomorrow at 6:30, we have our services. And it's in English and in Spanish. And the place is better known as Palm City Civic Center. God bless you. Hallelujah. Jesus loves you. Hallelujah.
No se olviden de nosotros. Vamos a estar todos los sábados a las 9.
Don't forget about us.
Con una palabra refrescante para tu espíritu.
With this program, hallelujah, Liberating the Oppressed at 9 o'clock every Saturday. God bless you and the Lord Jesus Christ is waiting for you.
Thank you for listening to Liberating the Oppressed with Pastor Edmundo Rivera, pastor of the House of Refuge Church located at 770 Southwest 34th Street at Palm City Civic Center in Palm City, Florida. Our bilingual service times are Sundays at 5:30 p.m. for Bible class, and worship service starts at 6:30 p.m. For more information about our church, the number is 706-414-5827 or text messages to 772-307-1480. House of Refuge is waiting for you.
Gracias por escuchar el programa Libertando al Cautivo. Escúchanos cada sábado desde las 9 de la noche. Para más información, puedes llamarnos al 706-414-5827. Recuerda, te esperamos en Casa de Refugio. Más que tu casa, somos tu familia. Dios te bendiga.